Parsha Vayelech Ramban is a series of very short. The parsha is short. Ramban is a series of very short comments. Maybe we could look at. Two short pieces, very juicy morsels of the Ramban. Psukim Yud Zayin and Yud Ches. This is a continuation of the description in Chumash that's already began. In Parashas Nitzavim, right at the end of Kisavo was the call of Satochacha of Parashas Kisavo, which many understand is a reference specifically to the post-Bayesheni period, and perhaps has become all too familiar. Became all too familiar with us from reading stories of the Holocaust. And then Nitzavim continues to talk about Onesh and about Tshuva. Tshuva is not so much of a topic in Kisavo. It certainly is a tshuva. So last week, Parshas HaTshuva in the center of Parshas HaTzavim. And then Vayelech and Ha'azinu continue to talk about that dynamic. The Ramban makes a fascinating comment on the part of the presentation in Vayelech and Pasuk Yud Zayin. V'amar b'yom ahu, halo al ki'en elokai b'kirbi, mitzoni ha'ra'osa elam. Jews are going to say, a Jew is going to say, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not with me. That's why all these terrible things befell us. So Ramban reads that as, and then the Pesukim go on to say, V'anochi Haster Aster Panam Ehen. That's the concept of Hester Panam. The concept of Hester Panam is something that Rabbi Shechter is fond of noting the comment of Chazal, the Psukim in Shir HaShirim, as an explanation of the metaphor of Hester Panim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hiding his face. The Psukim told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, the Psukim in Shir HaShirim talk about the boy watching the girl. The Raya describes the Dod as Metzitz Menach HaRakim, as peeking from between the cracks. And that's gives you an image. If I'm peeking from between the cracks, it means I can see if someone's peeking, so you can see even though you cannot be seen. And that's Hester Panim. Rosh Hashanah says he's still watching, but he hides his face. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is involved. The Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that Kadosh Baruch Hu cares, but we can't necessarily perceive that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is watching, that he knows, that he hears, that he's involved. Kadosh Baruch Hu Master Panim. Now, how do you make sense of that pasuk in Pasuk Yitzchas, Anochi Haster Haster Panayim Ehem, in light of the previous pasuk? The Jewish people says, Boreshom's not here. Boreshom's not here, and that's why all this is happening. So Pasuk Yitzchas, you say, that that's exactly, they go together, they go hand in hand. Right? The Jewish people aren't seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not here. We feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not involved in our lives, and that's all these terrible things are happening. Where's God? And Pasuk Yud Ches, Torah is explaining, Hester Panim, I am watching, but I am intentionally, Rabbi Shlomo says, I'm intentionally gloving my hand. I'm intentionally masking my face. Ramban is a very fascinating take on Pasuk Yud Zayin. When the Jew or the Jewish people say, Halo al ki eino alkai bikirbi, what he says it's not is so revealing. Einenu vidui gamer. That's not complete vidui. Ki inyan v'hisvadu es avonam. The way that the Torah describes the ideal vidui, it's mizvada yor chatoim. Aval hu hirur v'charata. It's a beginning of a thought. It's a sense of charata, charata for what? She is charatu al ma'olam v'yakiru ki ashemim him. We feel bad that we've moved away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We realize that we're at fault. In other words, what the Ramban just did without making a big deal of it is totally retranslate Ein Elokai Bekirbi. It's not where's God. It's recognizing not a statement that Kadosh Baruch Hu isn't taking care of us. I don't perceive a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's Ein Elokai Bekirbi. According to the Ramban, is a Haschalas Vidui. Meaning saying, I realize that I haven't brought a Kadosh Baruch Hu into my life. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not a part of my life. It's my fault. I'm living without without a Shivisi Hashem and a Dishamim. And that's what he's saying. It's not a Vidui Gamar, Kinev is Vaduz Avonam. Why is he calling that Pasuk? I mean, a Vidui Gamar would be, would presumably be more specific. Vidui Gamar would be say, I did X, and I did Y, and I didn't do Z, and I didn't do A, and I shouldn't have, it should have done B, C, and D differently. So that would be, if it would be Mefurat, if it would be specific, that would be a more complete type of Vidui. So this isn't yet a specific, itemized, developed vidui, but it's sort of a kernel of vidui. There's a recognition, there's sort of a less articulated sense, I'm at fault. I'm not plugged in enough to Ribono Shel Olam. Not building out all the specifics, but Ein Elokai Bekirbi. Now, and then the Rabban says, if that's Pshat and Pasuk Zayin, it's intriguing, but then it also makes Pasuk Yud Ches more difficult. So there's already a Haskalah of Vidui. So what's with that now? Now we have Hester Potter. If you say Ein Elokai Bekirbi is the Jew is making an observation, where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Pasuk Yud Ches is a Pshat. You think that Kadosh Baruch Hu is not involved in your life, it's really Hester Potter. But if Ein Elokai Bekirbi is Mea Kopa, I'm take Hashemim Anachnu, I realize, you know, you look around, Mitzuni Arosa Eila, they happened because I recognize the Schar V'Yonesh. I pushed HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of my life, and that's why this is happening. So the response is what? Aster Astir Panayim Ahem. So Rabban is consistent in the next paragraph. His comments on Pasuk Yitches, the Ta'am V'Anochi Aster Astir Panay, he uses the word Ta'am as he did in the previous paragraph also, not to mean reason, but to mean interpretation. But we would say probably perish. The tam anochi hastir astir panai, how do you understand that next pasuk? Ribono Shel Olam is responding to the Jews' beginning of a vidui, the general in kovet charata with, I will be master panai. So he says, pam acheres, another time. Another time. Number one, Rav Shavel points out, footnote 25, that already this is the second time that Hester Panim is mentioned in this parsha. So why the repetition? Because this is referring to a second Hester Panim. It also intertwines, and maybe in part the reason why he gave the pshat that he did in the previous pasuk. And there are 2 degrees of Hester Panim. There already was a Hester Panim. And then the Jew responds in Pasuk Yitzayin, Ein Elokai Bekirbi. And Ribono Shel Olam says there's going to be another layer of Hester Panim. How? Ki bavur shehiraru Yisrael belibam ki chatu le'elokim. Since Torah described in the previous pasuk, there's going to be a fundamental awareness that there's chet on our part. Okay, av al ki ein elokim bikirbam mitzaum haraos ha'ele. So since we have that recognition, not specific, but we would say a spiritual reawakening. Maybe I'm not yet at the Madrega of Dikta Gubah Halacha, but there was a rebirth. You read the descriptions before any of us were born, post 67, after the Six-Day War, and there was a spiritual reawakening across Eretz Yisrael. There was a spiritual reawakening in Chutz La'aretz as well. There was a renewed pride, and the modern Tshuva movement is traced by many to the aftermath of the Six-Day War. If you're looking for an interesting take on that, you can find that in a variety of writers. In the introduction to Re'ei Emunah, that was the year and a half of Shiur.